Paul Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this week, the one and only Jamie Josta. What's up, Jamie?
What's going on, Jackie? How are you?
Good. So great to chat with you. We obviously get to hear Jamie checking in every single week for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, which I just love having in the show. So thank you so much for doing that.
Well, thanks for letting me do that, and thanks for having me on.
So, Jamie, a new Josta tune was recently released, The Immortal, for UFC fighter Matt Brown. What's the major difference between writing a song for an album and writing one with a more specific purpose like UFC entrance music?
Well, I guess first the length, because I was watching his walkouts and trying to time like how long it takes for him to get to the cage, but he sometimes will run or jog, and also I've heard this from other MMA fighters, like they like to keep their heart rate down, so they try not to have too fast of a song or too crazy of a song. So I wanted to make this have like a different energy. He just got a new fight, which I think is happening. He's fighting Tim Means at UFC 189, if I'm correct, but still no word on if he's actually going to be able to use the song. There's always, you know, some sort of red tape with this stuff, and we've run into that, but if people like what they hear and they want to support the song, it's like an experiment in a way, because I release a song myself, and there's no label behind it, so I'm trying to like find out the economics behind releasing a song on your own, and it's been a learning process, and it's been cool because I've been able to make my money back on the recording and the mixing, and now I'm hoping to get more people to actually buy the song. They can go to jostahq.bandcamp.com, and if the sales pick up, then I'll be able to keep doing this periodically.
Check out the tune. Jamie Josta is our guest on the show. This is The Immortal on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta is with us on the show this week. And Jamie, it's been a couple of years since the last Hatebreed album. What will determine when you start the process of making a new album with that band?
Well, we're going to start writing, I guess, in October. That's kind of the game plan. You know, we were going to try to do it sooner, but then we got offered this Slipknot Arena tour, and then we got offered festivals in July in Europe and some festivals in the States and Canada in June. So it's like, as soon as you're ready to get out, they pull you back in, you know, and it's a good problem to have. It's like, you know, there's still demand in the live setting, so that's cool. And then in September we are headed back to the UK, so we're like, all right, it's just gonna have to be end of September, early October when we get back into writing mode.
Full Metal Jackie, Jamie Josta is our guest on the show this evening. Gonna take a quick break, still to come this hour, new music from Venom, gonna hear Megadeth, Josta's weekly pick from the pit, and more with Jamie. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Jamie Josta on the show with us this week. Jamie, your taste in music is more diverse than just the categories used to describe Hatebreed. What music is furthest removed from Hatebreed that you listen to on a regular basis? And does it ever influence your ideas for Hatebreed songs?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'll hear something that's that gives me a charge, and as long as it gives me some sort of feeling, I'll try to emulate that in my own way. It's. I know you hear some artists will say, like, oh, I'll get an idea from a riff, like in my head in the middle of the night, and I'll get up and I'll record it to my iPhone or something like that. And sometimes that'll happen with me, like if I'm listening to classical or some jazz or even some ambient type of music, like I'll switch around through the different channels on, like, my daughter has a Pandora on her iPad, and I'll switch around on that, and I'll listen to random stuff that I normally wouldn't listen to, and then I don't know if it subconsciously goes in my mind, but usually when I've been listening to music like in the early evening, and then when I go to bed, I'm always like waking up during the night with different ideas. So I've been just keeping the phone or the guitar right by the bed, and I'll get up and I'll riff out or I'll hum the riff into my phone.
Full Metal Jackie with Jamie Josta on the show with us this evening. Gonna take a quick break. Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up. Also going to get to new music from Coal Chamber, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Jamie Josta on the show with us this evening. Jamie, during an interview for your podcast, Kirk Hammett from Metallica recently told you about losing a cell phone with something like 250 Metallica riffs. What's your own worst instance of losing or forgetting song ideas?
Yeah, just hearing you say that pains me again. It's like every time it made national like headlines, I guess it was in the paper in England and Finland and even in like Australia, and I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, that's like a serious tragedy. I mean, he could have lost like an Enter Sandman or a Seek and Destroy or a Master of Puppets. So like, my songs aren't nearly as impactful or influential as Metallica songs, but I've had a few that have, you know, been nominated for a Grammy or, you know, meant something to someone. So I would hate to have it be lost. But unfortunately, on a flight, I think it was in Italy, they said to me my bag could not fit in the overhead and I needed to gate check it. And there was a line of people behind me. I wasn't thinking. And I just said, all right, fine. I thought I got my valuables out of it. You know, just various things, headphones and things of that nature. But then I realized I left a hard drive, an iPod, and a camera in the carry-on bag. And then, of course, when I got the bag back, those were the three things that were gone. So luckily I had some of the stuff from the hard drive backed up, but I didn't have like some of the demos that I had ripped onto the iPod backed up yet, and I had already switched to a new laptop. So it was that was a little bit of a headache going into the old laptop and trying to find the riffs and, you know, find the demos, but it could have been worse.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Jamie Josta on the show with us tonight. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got new music from Slayer, Judas Priest, and so much more. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Jamie Josta with us on the show this evening. Jamie, you've always got something going on. Bands, record label, line of apparel, podcast, media. Have you tasked yourself with single-handedly making sure metal thrives, or do you just get antsy if you're not busy doing something?
No, actually, I've like tailored everything back just so I could kind of focus on the stuff that's more, I guess, fulfilling and beneficial. Like the label, I've really tailored it back. I haven't released anything in a couple of years now, and if I was interested in signing a band, I just would help with the deal. Like I did a couple small deals with a label called Razor and Tie where I just A&R'd the records, or with the last Crowbar, we put that out through E1, the last two actually through a company called E1 who were great. So, you know, I don't really have the need to do the label. With the clothing line, I've tailored it all back. I try to stick to, you know, the shirts that people want, the classic designs and the hats and wristbands and bandanas that sell. I'm not constantly making new designs unless it's something I have to do with the podcast. And then with the touring and everything, it seems like less is more. Like the less we play, the more I'm able to create and write and focus on stuff at home. And then when we do actually go out and play, when we headline, we're able to, you know, sell out a lot of these bigger clubs because we haven't been there in so long. So I've just been trying to work smarter, not harder.
Full Metal Jackie with Jamie Josta on the show with us. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Jamie Josta on the show. See Hatebreed out on the road with Slipknot, and tell us about what the next few months looks like for you touring-wise.
Doing arena shows with Slipknot until we go until Rock on the Range, and then in between these festivals and arena shows, we're doing some 20th anniversary Hatebreed shows. We have Memphis, Milwaukee, Little Rock, Rochester, New York, and then Flint, Michigan is where we're going to end the tour on May 17th. Then in June, we're flying out to Ink and Iron. We're playing with Killswitch Engage and Dillinger Escape Plan out in Long Beach, California at the Ink and Iron Fest. And then we are doing a big 20th anniversary home state, hometown show in New Haven, Connecticut, June 19th. And then we're doing the Amnesia Rock Fest with Slayer and Snoop Dogg on June 20th. So, and then July is Europe. August, I have some Josta shows. I'm doing Heavy Montreal, which is going to be great. Now I'll be able to say that I've played Heavy Montreal with Hatebreed, Kingdom of Sorrow, and Josta, which is a fun little achievement. And then going to the UK in September, and then we're going to get this new Hatebreed rocking. We'll start writing in October.
So you got a little something going on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, and good luck with all that is to come. And again, totally am just honored and appreciative to have you part of the show every week. You're effing awesome.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for all you do for metal, Jackie, and all the support of all my projects and everything. And thank you to all the listeners. And hit me up on Twitter, and I'll see you guys on the road.